said that the American stockpile of atomic weapons was growing rapidly. We have from the first maintained that we should be free to use these weapons, and it is generally known we plan to use them. It is also generally known that one ingredient of this plan is a rather rigid commitment to their use in a very massive, initial, unremitting strategic assault on the enemy. This, of course, was a succinct definition of the Strategic Air Command's war plan to obliterate scores of Russian cities in a genocidal airstrike. Atomic bombs, he continued, are almost the only military measure that anyone has in mind to prevent, let us say, a great battle in Europe from being a continuing, agonizing large-scale Korea. And yet, the Europeans are in ignorance of what these weapons are, how many there will be, how they will be used, and what they will do. Secrecy in the atomic field, he charged, was leading to widespread rumor, speculation, and outright ignorance. We do not operate well when they, important facts, are known, in secrecy and in fear, only to a few men. Former President Harry Truman had recently disparaged the notion that the Soviets were developing a nuclear arsenal capable of harming continental America. Oppenheimer noted sharply, "It must be disturbing that an ex-president of the United States, who has been briefed on what we know about the Soviet atomic capability, can publicly call in doubt all conclusions from the evidence." He also ridiculed a high officer of the Air Defense Command for saying, only a few months ago, that it was our policy to attempt to protect our striking force, but not really our policy to attempt to protect this country. For that is so big a job that it would interfere with our retaliatory capabilities. Oppenheimer concluded that such follies can occur only when even the men who know the facts can find no one to talk about them, when the facts are too secret for discussion and thus for thought. The only remedy, Oppenheimer concluded, was candor. Officials in Washington, D.C. had to start leveling with the American people and tell them what the enemy already knew about the atomic armaments race. It was an extraordinarily perceptive and brazen speech. Again and again, Oppenheimer observed that he was barred from speaking of the essential facts, and then, like a Brahmin priest endowed with special knowledge, he proceeded to reveal the most fundamental secret of all, that no country could expect in any meaningful sense to win an atomic war. In the very near future, he said, "We may anticipate a state of affairs in which the two great powers will each be in a position to put an end to civilization and life of the other, though not without risking its own." And then, in a chilling turn of phrase that startled everyone who heard it, Oppenheimer quietly added, "We may be likened to two scorpions in a bottle, each capable of killing the other, but only at the risk of his own life."